USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are to blame for the rising violent crime rate in the United States. That's at least according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who says the White House has been distracted by tax and spend schemes.
Rates of carjacking have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled in major metro areas. My hometown of Louisville set a new all-time murder record last year, 188 homicides, 24 of the victims were children.
McConnell slamming some Democrats who have pushed for defunding police departments. Federal agents in Los Angeles are securing SoFi Stadium for this weekend's Super Bowl with bomb-sniffing dogs. The TSA saying their canine program has proven effective over the years. The TSA uses 7 breeds of dogs. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
France's president is meeting with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts separately.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his 5-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising interest rates appear to be pushing people who want to buy homes to the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting Wednesday that the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 5 basis points last week to 3.83%. That played a big role in last week's 10% drop in applications for loans to buy new homes. Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Vermont is one step closer to enshrining abortion in its constitution.
Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Supply chain issues are not only driving up the costs at grocery stores, they're also impacting the prices you'll pay for flowers.
So if the market is more expensive, then my flowers are more expensive.
Susan Velasquez, owner of Magnolia Flowers, that audio courtesy of News Channel 7 in Panama City, Florida. Velasquez adding that most people will be paying between $110 and $150 for a dozen roses. UCLA is paying over $243 million to settle a sexual assault lawsuit. The settlement announced Tuesday covers former patients of a UCLA gynecologist who allegedly assaulted over 200 women. That new settlement is in addition to a $73 million class action settlement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.